from KQED.
Electronic Arts built a gaming empire with a strategy straight out of Hollywood, big names and big budgets. But the market has changed to favor data-driven online games, and the Redwood City company finds itself forced to change too. Arthi Shahani reports.
Electronic Arts is a time capsule of the gaming industry. In the arcade lobby, big guns from Aliens Extermination. For sports fans, PGA Golf and Madden NFL. With surreal graphics, $100 million budgets, Hollywood actors and pro athletes voicing characters, these titles turned the company into a global empire. But CEO John Riccitiello admits the deluxe model is a thing of the past.
We would like to be number one in every possible area and every geography. That's a grand ambition. We're not there yet.
It's hard to believe he's talking about the biggest label in games. His company has been losing ground, posting losses for years now. A falling stock price is just about the only thing he can count on. The new frontier is mobile and social, and Riccitiello is late to the game.
When it comes to Facebook, while we're number two, I'd say we're a distant number two. I mean, the other guys have lapped us three times.
By other guys, he means Zynga. The startup proved that for a tenth the cost, you could make YouTube-quality games with double the return on investment. Zynga tracks user habits, polls preferences, and designs addictive experiences. Its trademark isn't love of great games so much as genius in using data to build online networks. Electronic Arts' Riccitiello is torn about this.
The companies that are focused exclusively on social games think of themselves as data companies, sort of analytics companies. They're not really in the entertainment business. I think that will eventually die. Consumers want to be entertained. They don't want to be data managed.
That said, Riccitiello's looking to data to save his company. The blog Startup Grind charges that Riccitiello's getting ready to cut up to 1,000 jobs. He won't confirm or deny this. He will say that while right now just 1 in 6 employees is an engineer, he plans to make it 1 in 2. And for the first time, Riccitiello's hired a company-wide chief technology officer to lead this change. Rajat Taneja has to bring engineers and big data to the game giant to try to
apply techniques like machine learning and neural nets to figure out what will happen next so that we can tailor the game and the experiences to delight our customers.
It's out Zynga-ing Zynga. Don't just scientifically poll. Use artificial intelligence, predictive modeling to anticipate user desire. And build a global platform on the cloud for Electronic Arts citizens to play the same game with joysticks or smartphones. Taneja's standing in front of a giant flat screen outside the executive offices. Data centers in Mexico, China, Spain, Austin, Texas, they've got the same screens. They're monitoring 300 million Electronic Arts users across 20 titles, taking calls from distressed gamers.
Now we've got braces, John. Yes, we're aware of the issue. We're taking a look into it right now.
Michael Matias, a professor at UC Santa Cruz, is training the very engineers who'll end up here. He says Riccitiello's move is a signal for the entire industry.
There's been a move over the last decade towards mining really large data sets, being able to find patterns in it and do forms of science that wouldn't have been possible before. Game design as a discipline is starting to catch on to big data.
Starting to catch on? Zynga's lead engineer disagrees. Kostadis Roussis says Electronic Arts is a generation behind. They've had engineers who'd spend 2 years writing detailed code for deluxe games. The internet's changed engineering culture. At Zynga, the approach to code is down and dirty, weeks, months at most. Roussis says it's iterative rather than perfectionist.
We're looking at a fundamental transformation in the software industry. It's not you have a problem and you fix it. It's like you have a problem and you fix it enough so that you can live to fight another day.
Electronic Arts has enough cash and reserves to fight many more days. Question is, will this strategy help them pivot from defense back to offense? For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani.